the second day of the blessed month of Baba, the coming of Saint Severus, Patriarch of Antioch, to Egypt. On this day, Saint Severus, Patriarch of Antioch, came to Egypt in the days of Justinus the Emperor. This emperor opposed the Orthodox belief, following that of the Council of Chalcedon. However, Queen Theodora, his wife, was Orthodox, and she loved Saint Severus because of his Christian virtues and his true faith. The emperor called him one day, and many discussions took place regarding the faith, but the emperor would not turn away from his wrong belief. The emperor issued orders to execute Saint Severus. The queen begged the saint to escape to save himself, but he refused, saying, "I am ready to die, holding the Orthodox faith." However, as the queen and other Christians insisted, he and some brethren left to Egypt. When the emperor sought to find Saint Severus and could not find him, he sent soldiers after him, but God hid Saint Severus from the soldiers, and they did not see him, even though if he was close to them. When Saint Severus came to Egypt, he went disguised from place to place and from monastery to monastery, and God made many signs and wonders by his hands. One day he went to the desert of Sit at Wadi el-Natroon, and he entered the church in a uniform of a stranger monk, and a great miracle took place at that time. It came to pass that after the priest had placed the bread or the korban on the altar and had gone around the church offering the incenses, and after the reading of the epistles and the gospel, he lifted off the epaphron or the altar covering, but did not find the korban in the paten. So the priest was disturbed and wept. He turned towards the worshippers, saying, "O my brethren, I did not find the korban in the paten, and I know not whether this thing has happened because of my sin or because of your sin." The people wept, and straightway the angel of the Lord appeared to the priest and told him, "This has happened not because of your sin or because of the sin of the worshippers, but because you offered El Kurban in the presence of the patriarch." And the priest replied, "And where is he, O my Lord?" The angel pointed towards Saint Severus. Saint Severus was standing in the corner of the church, and the priest recognized him by the grace of the Holy Spirit. The priest came to Abba Severus, who commanded him to continue the liturgy after they brought him to the altar with great honor. When the priest had gone up to the altar, he found the offering on the paten as before, and they all praised God and glorified his holy name. Saint Severus went forth from that place and came to the city of Sakha, where he dwelt with a noble and righteous man named Dorotheus, and he remained there until his departure. May the prayers of Saint Severus be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.